Something that goes with this body, soul, and spirit I would just like to remind us in closing here, in kind of conclusion to this whole thing, that I said this part here is what's born again. Our part here in the soul and the body, I did not get a new 150-pound body when I received Christ. Well, I guess I was about that, but... You know what I mean? I didn't get perfect eyesight. I didn't. That's not what was redeemed. My soul and the spirit, my body, my mind, will, and emotions. The spirit is what was redeemed and born again. Human nature wants to get to God through the body. And we could maybe just draw it like this. And by that I mean some of what I said already. Our human nature wants to perform for God. And we want to make a list of things that we should accomplish in life and daily and hourly that we can remain right with God. And so you can go here and you can immediately, or I can easily, I talk to different people, of course. How do you spell Catholic? O-L-I-C?
Yes.
And that goes on and on. Okay, so what's happening in those groups, to us especially, is the general group, is like they're putting more things on the to-do list to become right with God. And I could say more, I guess. I don't know if that's right or not, but pretty close. So I think all of us here, probably most of us, that Amish plain circles of Mennonites and Catholic background, that probably gets close to meeting everybody's background. And so, well, we say in a sense, and I've been in conversations already, that is dead, that's formalism, that's religion. We make all these lists of these condemning kind of lists about these people. And when you don't follow what this outline is here for this group or this group and all the other groups under here, if you don't follow that, then you are not actually being right with God. That's how it's attained. And so, how's that feel? What happens in our hearts? I think it's a reaction. I think we have to be careful with the reaction. My reaction was, when I grew up in a very strict home with rules. A lot of formalism. Dad was not spiritual at all, but very strict as far as church. So we grew up, our farm was right land joiners with a very liberal Mennonite church. And I just grew up and I thought, well, the day I can leave this bondage that my dad is producing, the day I can leave, and even if I need to sneak out of the farm, I'm going to go over to those people. They have fun and they laugh and they carry on whatever they do. But it was a different setting. and it was just very attractive. That was my reaction. And so I don't know what happened to me when I was 16 and had a car and was able to go. Well, I wouldn't need a car because it was walking distance. I never went. Never one time did I go to that church. But my reaction was, I got to get rid of this bondage. There's something going on here that just really doesn't even fit the scripture. I mean, this is just keeping me buckled down to where I can't even do anything. And so, but from their perspective, that's really, in general, not saying this is individual, in general, that's how they get to the Spirit. That's how they get to be right with God. That's their righteousness. You know, your rules and clothing and all that stuff that goes down here. All things you have to do, confession and all that stuff. Listen, our general Mennonites that come from that type of an outline, if you kind of follow what I'm saying, turn to something in a reaction. And what is it? It's right here. Emotionalism. There's people that think that the more you clap, dance, shout, and the list goes on. The more you dance, clap, shout, or well, you know what I'm saying. The more you do that, that is how you measure somebody's spirituality. That's a very, I'm giving that as a caution. If you're not happy with the bondage that we have here, if that's bondage in your mind, be careful what your reaction is and where you're going to go. This group here has a name that there's very little spiritual life. Very little honest spiritual life. This group here has a very much of a name of immoral activity. How that connects, I don't know the details, but time after time that happens to this group. What I want to say is, We cannot acquire righteousness by the rules or whatever you have here. Everybody agrees with that in this group here. We come from that. We cannot acquire the righteousness of God through that. My warning is, if we, and I was probably even in this building, maybe in their new building, that the preacher got up to preach and three other preachers were behind him. Rodney, you might remember. But there was three preachers sitting on chairs behind the main preacher. And I do believe that their goal or their desire was to get the congregation rolling emotionally. Because as soon as he started, and hardly before he started speaking, they were clapping and amening and getting this thing going. If we come to church here and expect to find righteousness or closeness to God by leading out in an emotional service with worship teams before any preaching is ever done, and we get people clapping and standing and waving in our and I'm troubled by our children's clubs sometimes that I've been in here already when they said, well, we got to move apart a little bit because this takes a lot of swaying and carrying on. That's emotionalism. And you will not find spirituality in emotionalism. And so now I want to say this yet to close. If a person is in this audience and the Spirit of God moves him, that could motivate him to clap. That could motivate emotions in that person. If the person is spiritual and he is in these groups and he sees the value of being separate from the world and all the things that those people stand for, that can lead him to be that kind of a person and be very spiritual. But when it goes from here down to here, it doesn't work. Let's be careful, because this is our natural reaction to be spiritual, to be emotional. Let's be careful what we do in our future. If this is the last message I preach, I want to be heard to say that as a concern. One thing that was brought to my attention was when we think of our groups, and our group here is not any different, but we come to church on a Sunday morning and we have 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the service starts, and everybody is talking and laughing and telling stories about the past and yesterday or whatever. That is also a reaction from the soberness and the staunch, it's not quite the right word that I want, but the coldness in some of those other groups. I was challenged this week with the idea, what would happen if we would actually purposely come 15 minutes before the service and not say anything and just have a time of devotion and prayer? That is not what our seeker-friendly movement is saying is popular today. We want to have coffee, we want to have donuts, we want to have this and this. And what about if people would actually come and pray? Not saying we should do it, but just a challenge or a question. So I leave you this morning with that. You may come and talk to me about it. I am very open to that, but I do have a concern. Let's be careful with our reactions. Let's stand for closing prayer.